Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. Oh, I bet.
Amazing way. He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having a new friend on the show, but he works with a company that's not new to us. Jim Patterson is managing editor with the Kiplinger Letter. The Kiplinger editors, you know those guys, because for most of my time on the radio, I've done regular programming with Kiplinger. Not lately. Last few years, we haven't done as much. But for a long time, we did it every week, and we sure had a lot of fun. So I have a great fondness and a great some great memories with the Kiplinger folks. But Jim is new to us. He's a new friend. He's, as I say, he's managing editor there. He spent his career in publishing. And he's here to talk to us about a very important topic that affects every one of us. Jim Patterson, welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks for having me.
It's good to have you here. So I was telling the audience about you being coming here and talking to us about the future of automobiles. And, you know, I've as a futurist, I give speeches on things like this sometimes, Jim. And there's one little drill I like to do with audiences, and I ask them, I say, what's the future of automobiles? And I'd point to somebody, and they'll say, self-driving. I say, all right, that's a good answer. And I'd point to somebody else, what's the future of automobiles? Electric cars. You know, they go on and on. And then I say, nobody ever gets to the one that I'm looking for, though. And I say, what about no automobiles? What if the future of automobiles is no automobiles? What do you think, Jim?
That's a pretty scary future to me as a car lover, I have to say. maybe in the very far out future, but I think one thing everybody in this country really values is mobility and the ability to go where they want to go. So I think whether it's electric or self-driving or the old-fashioned kind you drive yourself, I think the automobile is going to be with us for a long time. I certainly hope so.
Well, you're probably like me. You're a 20th century guy growing up when a car was part of Americana. I bet the day you turned 16, you wanted to get your license, didn't you?
Well, you know, I grew up in New Jersey where at the time the driving age was 17.
Oh, okay.
So I had to wait until my
17th. Well, okay. All right. Fine. And then when you were seven, work with me here, Jim.
Yep.
So,
yep. When I turned
17,
that was the first thing I did.
Of course.
Went to the DMV and I took my test and got my license and went, you know, got it printed out, and I was driving myself to high school that first day.
Me too. I went on a date my first weekend with a license and a Volkswagen. but
a lot easier to go on a date when you have your own car.
That's exactly right. And so, but my point is it's not just. The future of automobiles is not, I know we're going to talk about price and industry issues and those kinds of things, but the demographics are a huge part of the future of automobiles, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely, and there's a lot of concern in the industry that young people are not interested in driving like they used to be. There's some kind of amazing and to my mind, worrisome statistics about how few young people are getting their driver's license.
That's right.
Old enough.
A grandson that waited. I don't know how long he waited to even. He wasn't even interested. For one thing, people drove him around wherever he wanted to go.
Right. That's part of the issue, and a lot of, especially in where I am here in the Washington area, where Uber and Lyft are really big. You see a lot of high school kids who are, you know, getting around by Uber and Lyft, so they don't feel the same pressure to be able to drive themselves. It seems like a lot of young people are, you know, they're much more engaged with technology, with their smartphones. They can talk to their friends virtually in real time, anywhere.
So there's while somebody else is driving them around.
That's right. Yeah, right. Well, hopefully they're not driving while they're doing it.
Yeah, no, but I mean, that's right. They're in the back of an Uber and somebody's driving them around. They can continue to, you know, now they're a manufacturing mogul sitting in the back of their of their limo, you know, connecting with people. But the thing is this demographic thing. I mean, when you and I were kids, I don't know about you, but I mean, you talked about being a car lover. I was a car lover too. I still am. But that drove that love, not just the need for an automobile, not just the need for independence, but the love of the road art. I mean, the road art part of this has been a big part of the automobile industry. That's going away, isn't it?
Yeah, it's true. There's less of that sort of effort being put into what you see when you're behind the wheel of a car, when you're on the road, and that's a part of American history, Americana, that, you know, it's sad to see that flipping.
Yeah. So when we come back, we're going to get into some of the industry details, some of the economics of the future of automobiles, those kinds of things, some technology. With our new friend, Jim Patterson, he's with the Kiplinger Letter. And stay with us. It's Twin Town.
And try to meet the masses. Go get yourself some cheap sunglasses.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.